Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 114. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday, but today I'm not delving into a book. I'm actually delving into how I write my books. And it is all a process. And, you know, I've done so many podcast episodes and I've shared so many books and, you know, all these things that, you know, go on with, you know, writing a specific book. But I have never really, you know, done a podcast where I break down how I write my books and this whole process from like beginning to end, right? So basically, this is how my brain works and how my mind goes through everything. So, and this is obviously a question that I get asked, you know, by people that like I meet or whatever the case is. And, you know, you know, that common question everyone asks, oh, what do you do for a living type of thing? Yeah, I do say I'm a writer and I am an author, and it raises eyebrows and it makes people's, you know, eyes get bigger. But yeah, and then it becomes like this whole interesting conversation. So for those who have not met me, or chances are may never meet me in general in life, I will break down how, you know, I do everything. So for starters, I spend a lot of time brainstorming, you know, the ideas that I do come up with, pretty much writing down every possible thing that I would want to put in a book. And then comes the process, you know, after that, of sitting down to write the story. When I think of my book idea, I do come up with the title of the book first. The majority of the time, 99% of the time, that book title is what it is, and that's what I run with. There's also the process of creating the book cover before I even start writing the book too. So, if you guys don't know by now, 95% of my book covers are made by me. If you guys are listening to this podcast for, I guess, the first time ever in life, the only book covers that I didn't make are America Under Mind Control, America Country Divided, The Code Blue and Ode to the Badge and Gun series. So those are the ones that I paid a professional. And I didn't spend a ton of money. So just to give you guys a heads up, I use Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. If you guys don't know what it is, just go on the website. You'll thank me later. For any projects that you're working on or things of that nature, marketing, promotions, need blogs written, need help with SEO for your website. SEO is search engine optimization, just in case you guys don't know. So I've paid professionals. And for good measure, America Country Divided actually has two book covers. You guys only see one. But good chance you may get the other book cover version of it down the road. Who knows? Anything's possible with me. I am always a person that likes to create the element of surprise. Anywho, so a lot of my book covers I, you know, make on my own, and it works out for the best. It's cost effective. So after that, and after pretty much formulating my chapters and, you know, creating an outline of what I want to write in each chapter, which happens in most of my books, not all of them. A lot of times when I do write the chapter, I pretty much know what I'm going to write. And then when I get into it, sometimes random things come to me. And I'll run with that and see where it takes me. And then I can kind of let the story flow with how I'm doing it. I'm, as we speak, working on a book series for 2023, and I have pretty much only written chapter layouts for a lot of, you know, my books, and I don't have an outline of what I'm going to write in each chapter, because a lot of times I just want to wing it. I could just sit down and just go for it and just pew, and just go. Most days I write 2 to 3 chapters. I would say that when I did live on the East Coast, I would write probably 3 days a week. I'm living on the West Coast now, and currently, as I'm speaking on behind this microphone on this podcast, I am currently writing 6 days a week, 2 to 3 chapters a day. So, you know, the average book average book has between 14 and 16 chapters. So you do the math. If I stay motivated, you know, and push myself each day, and I'm writing 2 to 3 chapters a day, and I'm mentally focused, yeah, I'm finishing books in like a week to a week and a half. And I'm talking like 60 plus pages of books that I'm writing on a consistent basis, because there isn't a book not one book I've published that's under 50 pages. Every book's 50 plus pages and up, for the most part. So just think of like how immersed you have to be to sit and really like bang out like books and really do, you know, the work. And I would say the World We Live In series is the longest book series. And I think every book in that series is 100 plus pages or more. The longest book I have to date, I think, is 160 pages. And I know in my mind that I probably won't ever write more than 150 pages in a book again, because of how much editing and time it takes to really, like, you know, do that. But anyway, so 2 to 3 chapters a day that I'm doing currently without really any. I mean, I take breaks, and sometimes I need to like kind of pause for a moment to really say, okay, how do I want to push this part of this chapter and really elevate it to, you know, a place where, you know, the reader is going to feel it. And then there's other days I'll write 1 to 2 chapters and then, you know, brainstorm how I'll write my next few chapters or whatever the case is. A lot of times I'll reread stuff and then go back and edit or change what I wrote to get more impact on what I'm trying to say. It's very rarely where I'll write something and then I'll scrap like a good few lines out of it. But a lot of times I'll tweak things, or I'll, you know, sometimes I feel like I said something already and I don't want to like repeat myself. So I'll kind of like delete that. But for the most part, I kind of let things flow. With that. Now, if you guys don't know by now, I listen to music pretty much for every book I've written. Like, there isn't a book where I've like sat in silence and like just wrote a book. I can't do that. It's just not even in my bloodlines to do it. Music is life to me. So if you guys don't know by now, I write to music. Mostly electronic ambient music, but I will admittedly say that within, you know, the past few months, I've been listening to a lot of lo-fi music, and lo-fi music is pretty much chill, kind of chill vibes and things of that nature. So I can easily find a playlist on Spotify. I have so many of them saved that I don't even really have time to immerse myself into all of them. I would say it's safe to say I probably have about 70 to 80 different playlists on Spotify right now that I don't get to. That I have like literally on Spotify. I would say I've probably listened to about maybe 12 to 15 of them and not even in its entirety. But I always like to find different music to listen to and find new ways to kind of get my mind stimulated to, you know, write these books that I'm writing. So, you know, that's part of the reason why I have so many different playlists, and it's for different purposes and reasons. But what I will say is that when I am listening to like electronic ambient music, I do have certain artists that I listen to. So it can be Joy Fehrenbach, Kodomo, Audio Glider, Mockoff. There are so many others, but those are go-tos. John Hopkins, and that's J-O-N, not J-O-H-N. Fehrenbach is F-E-H-R-E-N-B-A-C-H. He's pretty solid. He hasn't had anything major in a long time. Kiasmos, K-I-A-S-M-O-S. They're amazing too. They haven't had anything big in a few years, but their older stuff is just so spot on and on point. Mockoff, they're pretty consistent with an album every year. And anything new that they come out with, it's always dope and amazing. Their most recent album is short. It's only like seven songs. They are normally at 10 max that they do, and it's because their songs are pretty long. But that's mostly the artists that I listen to when I kind of go through that. The only exception was when I wrote the Code Blue series, and then when I wrote I Woke Up a Black Man, then I have to kind of immerse myself in different music and, you know, different hip hop artists to kind of get my brain and my mojo going. But for the most part, I don't want to listen to words when I am writing my books, because then that kind of throws me off track of what I'm trying to convey in my story. As far as the laptops that I use, guess what? Google Chromebook I've had for about 8 years. And it's been very good to me. That's all I can say. Has its own operating system, does its updates, things of that nature. So I'm really only using it, you know, for, you know, my writing and business purposes and kind of other things that I got to take care of, you know, as far as, you know, my adult responsibilities, aka paying bills. For the most part, the Google Chromebook has really done its justice and done its job. It's lasted longer than pretty much any Microsoft laptop I've had since the age of 18. So from about 18 to about 29, 30, that's what I did. Microsoft laptops, updating them and all of this other stuff, and Norton antivirus software, all that stuff. Well, yeah, those days are over. I don't have time for that. So Google Chromebook, that's kind of what I use. The beauty of that is that my work is on my Google Drive, and my Google Drive is attached to my Google Chromebook, my iPad, and my iPhone. So it's a beautiful thing. I can pretty much write from anywhere. I can, you know, pretty much do whatever I want. I can edit my books whenever I want, wherever I want, because one of those technological devices is with me at all times. And when I am writing, all three of them are with me. What I will say is that, you know, you guys have to use what you feel is best for you. So if you want to go with, you know, a MacBook, I would, you know, go that route. I would say that if it got down to options, I would go Google Chromebook 1, Apple MacBook 2, and then a Microsoft Laptop 3. And I will probably continuously and religiously say that no matter how much Microsoft does updates and all that other stuff. They're more of the competitive company. Google knows where they are in regards to where their products are and who to push that to. And Apple, I think they're just comfortable in their own skin and not competing with the other two. And that's based off of just research, marketing, reading articles, things of that nature, and also kind of listening to entrepreneurs and what they talk about in regards to those companies. So anyway, back to the whole writing and all of that other stuff. I will say that it's all a process for me. I write in a prose format, so I do not write in the traditional format that you would read. And because of that, I have to always make sure that I emote everything and I tell a story that is engaging and it keeps the reader going. A traditional book can start off slow, but for me, I have characters that I need to get the reader engaged in from the minute they start reading. So it's more of a different process for me. Certain books, I'm going to start off and I'm going to punch you in your chest and you're going to be like, holy crap, what is going on? But for me, what I will say is the best part for me is I really enjoy the process of writing my books. And, you know, with me having so many more book ideas and projects, this process is this process. That's all I can say. The goal is 60 books. There's a good chance I'm writing 75 to 80. I'm not fully sold on that yet, but I know I have 60 already planned out for sure. As you listen to this, I'm probably at like 37 or 38 books, so I'm not that far away from 60. By the end of this year, 2022, I will have published 44 books, God willing. And next year it will be another 12. So that will put me at 56. And then 2024, I can be a goofball and either publish four, or actually, I can actually put some effort and probably publish a little bit more. But I'll see where I am in my life in regards to that. The one part that I don't like the most is editing. It's not fun. That's probably the one thing I don't like doing. And I know the question is, well, Mello, why don't you just pay someone? I'm like, well, if you do the math, let's just say I decided to pay someone to edit my books. And let's just say I paid someone to edit 30 of my books, right? The average cost, if you're on Fiverr, depending on page count, let's just say it's $50. That's $1,500 out of my pocket that I could be using towards something else. Think about it that way. So that's why I edit my own books. As far as formatting it, I did it for like the first few books, and then after a while I started realizing that the longevity of this is just not going to work for me. And I already knew that I was going to write a lot of books, so paying someone to do it every single time, that was just not going to work for me. So I did some research and I found a website called streetlib.com. So it's street, L-I, street, streetlib.com. It is a company that's based in Italy, but most of their website is in English. And then there's a couple of things in Italian, which is fine. I'm part Italian. I kind of understand a few of those things, so it's okay. What I will say is that they allow you to use their website in order to put your book together and, you know, format it to where you want it. And they have different fonts and, you know, you can, you know, have page numbers and you can have the author name on the bottom of the page or the title of the book on the bottom of the page, things like that. In the future, I most likely will do a video on it. It's probably going to end up on YouTube, and I'll do it that way. And I'll let you guys know, you know, when I do put it on there. I haven't, you know, been consistent with the recording of, you know, YouTube content. I'm trying to focus on keeping you guys going with the podcast content. That's my excuse, but it's not a good one. But anyway, so I've been using Streetlib for some years, and I pay them about $8 a month to have an unlimited tier plan where I can pretty much put any books I want, and it saves into their cloud on their website, and I'm able to format my books the way I want. So if you guys ever, you know, take the time to read an ebook or, you know, buy a paperback, just know that that is the site that I'm using, and it's so convenient, it's very helpful, and it saves me a ton of money. The synopsis I do myself that you see on the back of a paperback book or what you see before you buy an ebook, I do that, but I do that after I write the book because then I've already pretty much, you know, written all the content, and then I'm able to break my book down into about 5 to 7 sentences to where you guys will fully know what the story is about, what it consists of, without me really giving it away too much. I try to be as enticing as possible, but I try not to really give away the book to where it's like, well, what's the point of me buying it if I already know what the whole story is? But the chapters, you know, you'll see them, you know, ahead of time, obviously, when you're on these websites and things of that nature, and then you can kind of get a feel for what you're going to get. So that's mostly the process of, you know, me writing, you know, my books. A lot of it takes time. A lot of it is patience for me. I do not get writer's block. I do not get writer's block because I've already put a layout of my chapters, and I, a lot of times, you know, from time to time, I will pretty much have a good layout of how I want to write my chapters. Depending on the books, how many characters, things like that, I always make sure that I create a backstory ahead of time, and I pretty much plan on when I'm going to utilize that backstory. So pretty much I'm very organized and meticulous in my process of writing my books. So that's what keeps me from getting writer's block. So for me, it doesn't really happen. It just doesn't. Sometimes I'm stopping in the middle of a chapter to say, okay, does this make sense? Does this sound right? Is this going to work? And if it does and it feels right, then I keep going with it. And sometimes I'm trying to formulate some thoughts to really convey what I'm trying to get in the story. But as far as writer's block, no. That doesn't happen to me. And you can call me superhuman. You can say mellow, like, I don't know how you do it. But shoot, most of the time, I don't even know how I do it. So that's the process for me in regards to how I write my books. And the hardest part for me is marketing and standing out from the crowd. Everybody's trying to utilize social media so much, trying to be so engaging, things like that. For me, I am utilizing different routes. I do use social media, you know, from time to time, but I'm not immersing myself and driving myself crazy, because the reality of it is how many readers are sitting on social media saying, I'm looking for a certain author or a certain book. It's a rarity, to be honest. Social media helps to build your platform, but is it going to bring the longevity of selling books in the long run? Is it going to be a consistent long run? Who knows, right? And just think, 10 years ago, you're not really utilizing social media to sell your books, right? But these platforms, they take advantage of the opportunities of, you know, writers and authors to share their content. But you're dealing with, you know, algorithms and all that stuff, and it's not always the best avenue. So for me, I'm being creative and I'm utilizing opportunities in regards to radio interviews, being published in magazines and, you know, things of that nature, online publications. And I think, you know, I think this podcast is a great help, because a lot of authors aren't doing this. So, you know, for me, it's sharing my journey, and that's always been the goal. But there's also the journey of trying to help you guys get to where you guys want to be also. So I don't want to make this all about me. I'm a giver. Anyway, this podcast was longer than normal, but I already knew that already. So hope you guys enjoyed this longer podcast today, because who knows when this will happen again. But anyway, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, have a good weekend. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.